when the New Horizons spacecraft visited Ultima Thule recently, it photographed an object that looked like a snowman. It was double-lobed, like two rough meatballs stuck together. But to those who are into astronomy, it wasn't so amazing. Most solar system objects are very out of round. Think about it. We have 8 spherical planets, a few spherical dwarf planets like Pluto and Ceres, and a few dozen round moons. But our solar system also contains 1.7 million asteroids that are not round at all, and an untold number of comet nuclei and many minor satellites that are similarly odd-shaped. If you want to view a truly round celestial object, just look at the full moon. Like next Sunday, January 20th, it'll also be going into a total eclipse, which is one sure sign that you're watching at the very hour in which it is precisely full. And you'll be seeing a truly round-looking object because the moon is just 4 miles out of round in its 2,160-mile diameter. That's one part in 500. Absolutely imperceptible visually. It's a flawless disk to the eye. Yet when meteorites are discovered, those chunks of stone and metal are never round. So why are small objects irregular while big ones are balls? The answer is simple. When a celestial body forms, it is either gaseous or molten and easily malleable. Its atoms attract each other by simple gravity, so it pulls itself inward to the most compact figure possible, which is always a globe. Only objects with too little gravity to do the job escape being balls. That's why celestial bodies below a certain mass, like asteroids and meteors, including, yes, the newly found Ultima Thule, are irregular. And that's why stars are always spheres. If you have enough substance to create so much core pressure that nuclear fusion can happen, then you automatically have enough mass to be a ball. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.